Around the ground, Sydney veteran Ted Richards.
Past 8, RSN 927 with Michael Christian and Mick McGuire, and great to have Teddy with us. Ted, good morning.
Hey, Christo. Hey, Mick.
G'day, Teddy.
Great to have you on the show, mate. SCG Melbourne, 1:10 Sunday. Will you be there?
Well, I'm definitely playing this week, so fingers crossed I'm straight back in. But, yeah, after a few weeks out I'm back to be playing this week.
Tell us more about the process you've been through, mate, because this hasn't been your first concussion. There's been an issue, an ongoing issue over your career. What have you done this time, and what sort of precautions are you taking to ensure that, well, perhaps that you are 100%?
Yeah, so as you're right, this is my 16th year, and over the course of my career, I've been very fortunate to not have any kind of knees, hips and ankle injuries, things like that, which guys can get. But unfortunately, I've had quite a few concussions, and in saying that, I've been quite lucky in that whenever I've had a concussion, I've been symptom-free. I haven't had the symptoms that, you know, headaches and the drowsiness that other guys have had. But when I had the one, what was it, about 3 weeks ago against Hawthorn, it did knock me around a bit. I had symptoms that hung around for quite a few weeks. And the club was fantastic in that getting the advice and getting me to see specialists to see what the best way to manage it is. And so I met up with this specialist, and he and the club doctor helped me through. And the call early was that I had to wait until I was symptom free before I was able to even train. And it just so turned out that I think they made the call that I wouldn't play for, I think, 3 weeks, just to be cautious. And now I've been symptom free for quite a while. I've been back at training. I've got the all clear to start playing again. And I was also kind of advised that it could be a conservative option to play with a helmet now. So I'll finish off the year with the helmet on.
Okay, so was there any suggestion during that time that, in fact, because of the number of concussions you had, that you should pull a pin, retire?
Well, that was a question that I put to the specialist. I was aware that, you know, I had had a few, and not knowing a lot about concussions, you know, I can understand you break a bone, you can get a scan, you can see the results. With this, you know, with concussions, it's all new, and to a certain extent, it is a bit unknown, I guess, how to manage them in the process. But he said he was all good with me to keep playing. So that was a huge relief to get that news.
And what about you personally, in terms of your emotions about it? Has it crossed your mind? I mean, were you, once you heard that and heard the doctor's confidence, did that put your mind at ease, or has it been something that you've contemplated?
It did rattle me a bit early, being the first concussion where I've kind of got symptoms, and they did linger for about two weeks. You know, that did rattle me, and for a while there, I did entertain the thought, and about the fact that I've heard stories of other players' symptoms last for months, and I know that if that was to be the situation, then you know, with the age that I am, that I possibly may have played my last game. So, another thing that probably didn't help the situation is I wasn't allowed to do any training, so it was just sitting at home by myself and stewing on these things. You know, kind of just nothing but to do but just think about everything that's happened. And to answer your question, I did entertain the thought there for a while.
Teddy, when you go back to that Hawks game and when you were concussed, could you remember any of the incidents within the game, or was it a total blackout to you?
Yeah, some guys seem to have huge blackouts. I've been concussed over the years where I can't even remember where I parked my car. And I've had concussions where I'm aware of, you know, what's going on, and I may not be able to. For me, in the weekend, I could in that game, I couldn't remember the actual mark. but I could remember certain aspects of the game. I could remember the fact that I went for a spoil about 10 minutes prior to that, and I should have marked it. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny what your memory seems to hold on to.
Yeah, well, that in itself is disturbing, and no wonder you had those thoughts going through your mind. Tell us about your discussion with John Longmire going into this week. He said on Foxtel that Teddy might have to come through the twos. First question, would you be happy with that? And have you challenged him in relation to where you should play?
No, I haven't challenged him. I'm not sure if I would. Apart from the weekend, the team has been... We have been playing, you know, really well, and we've got great competition for spots, and it's not just about the 22 that's been playing the last few weeks, but we've got some guys that are playing really good football in the reserves too. So that will be a tough decision for John, and something that may come into it is the fact that whilst I have been out, I haven't been able to train too much, but you know, I've been back training now for close to a week, so. You never know, I might go in and put a few questions to him, mate.
What about Georgie Ewart? Can you give us an update on his concussion as well? He sustained that incident against your win over the Gold Coast in those trying conditions.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's such a thing as a concussion, which isn't too bad, but if there is, this may fall into that category, and that Georgie hasn't been too symptomatic. Georgie and I trained together on, Monday morning, and... So he's planning, his intention is to play this week too, and I think he's got the all clear as well.
How bad is Kurt Tippett?
Yeah, well, I'm getting mixed reports through the media. I haven't spoken to him about it individually, but I think that, you know, we did get some good news when I think what we're hearing now is that it's 6 weeks, and that's before we know it, he'll be back. So that's some great news.
You might have to play ruck, mate.
You've done that before.
I have done that before. but I'm assuming that was a one-off.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, with injuries, the positive is it does give opportunities to young guys. And Toby Nankervis has played a bit of senior footy for us in the ruck, but there's a possibility Sam Naismith may come into the team.
Ted Richards is with us from the Sydney Swans on RSN 927 Sports Heaven. Mate, let's talk about last week. What's the general mood following that defeat? It was they're a pretty impressive outfit, GWS, and you've got an opportunity, of course, this week to lick your wounds and come up against Melbourne. But what's the general mood like?
Yeah, it was the general mood. We were incredibly frustrated and disappointed with ourselves because it was a good opportunity and a big challenge. And credit to GWS, you know, they were really good. As with every Monday and Tuesday, you get a bit down, but you've got to learn from it. And we analysed the game, and we know what we need to work on. And you've got to put that behind you, and then. Quickly turn your attention to the next game. So that's been addressed. We've got a few areas to work on, and looking forward to the D's now.
So what's the biggest challenge to get right, particularly in the back half of the ground, Teddy? Obviously, you've been pretty strong through that part of the ground mostly this year, but you were exposed by the GWS boys in the weekend. What fell down?
Well, I might be biased, but I actually thought out some of our defenders were our best players on the weekend in Grundy, Rampy. I thought, you know, the ball was coming down. So I think we're beaten in stoppages, in particular centre clearances. So, you know, when they had the momentum, we needed to restrict their supply that's just coming down. We needed to address simple basic things like hardness and broken tackles, which is an underrated stat in football, I think, which is, you know, which leads to the pressure that you're putting on your opposition. And ball use going forward was intercepted quite a bit by the GWS defenders that played really well. And just off the top of my head, there are three big things, but, you know, there is also the fact that, you know, when it's one-on-one, you need to win those contests too.
And obviously with Tippett going down, the challenge is there for the new ruckman, whoever it is that comes in, whether it be Naismith or Nan Curvis, they've got to come up against Maxi Gorn, who was fantastic on Monday.
Yeah, I saw a bit of the game, and it's a credit to him. He's been having a really consistent year and playing to that level each week. So, if you can have a ruckman doing that, it's a huge help to the team.
Now, mate, all morning we've been pondering about putting our own immortal list. We've got, of course, the legends of the AFL's Hall of Fame. There's 26 of them, but much like you've got in Sydney with the NRL, there's seven immortals in rugby league. We're trying to find the seven immortals for the VFL AFL. We've got Dick Reynolds, Tony Lockett, Lee Matthews, Ted Whitten, Ron Barassi. We're looking for two more names. Now, we're not saying we're going to put your suggestion straight in, mate. We need to get our listener support for it, but have you got a nomination?
Well, I'm kind of doing things a bit different. There was two guys that I wore when I was growing up on my back, and I'd like to put those two names forward. You very well may have played a lot against these guys.
Not that old.
They might be a bit different. Number four, I was a big Essendon fan growing up. Bradley Payne, number 14.
Brad Payne. He's a Collingwood.
We played with him.
And
against him.
Pies, that's right. I was a big fan. He made number 14 on my back when I was growing up.
Right.
Derek Kickett, number 9. Did Essendon and the Swans. They were my two favourite players growing up. And I know they'll be a bit out there and they may not have the credentials that other guys have, but a 10-year-old self would like to put those two names forward.
Fantastic.
Just got a text message from Bobby Skilton. He said he's never going to talk to you again.
Bobby's in there already.
No, Bobby's not.
No, I didn't read him out.
No, we thought that was the obvious one that you might nominate, but... You haven't.
Derek, Bobby's in.
All right. Good on you, mate. Thanks very much for that. Ted, just before we let you go, mate, now that you're completely clear of your concussion issues, can you just measure that 50-metre line again, mate?
No, we all know.
All right, mate. Good on you. Great to chat. And good luck, whichever grade you're playing. And I'm sure we'll see you back, if it's not this week, next week in the senior team. But appreciate your time.
No worries, guys.
All the best, Bruce Duperreuzel. Put the helmet on, mate.
Teddy Richards joining us from Sydney. Mick, look, we have had enormous support for Bobby Skilton, haven't we, on our text message, also from some of our callers. So what we'll do is we'll put Bobby Skilton in. So at the moment, we need seven immortals. We've got six with the help of our listeners.
Hang on. We've got a text message now. I don't know whether it's right.
Uh-oh.
There is actually eight rugby league immortals.
Oh, is there?
With a ninth to be inducted this year.
Oh. Well, okay.
So we increased us by two.
I googled Wikipedia, which is not always reliable, mind you, but they had seven down. We'll just stick to the seven. So we've got Reynolds, Lockett, Matthews, Whitten, Barassi, and we've now put Bobby Skilton in.
Ooh.
He is an absolute immortal. So we've got six. Now, we've been discussing off air about who that seventh might be. Now, you've put a nomination in for Jock McHale, who is, of course, a legendary coach of Collingwood. He coached Mick for 38 years. He coached eight premierships. I, on the other hand, have put a nomination in for Jack Dyer. Two-time premiership hero for Richmond, six-time best and fairest, and we can't agree. You've got McHale, I've got Dyer, and we need our listeners to, well, to put a vote forward for either, do we include McHale, or maybe there's a third person that we haven't considered. We've already got a number of other nominations, but at the moment, Reynolds, Lockett, Matthews, Whitten, Barassi, Skilton, as our six immortals, we need one more. Who is that person? 1-300-652-927. Send us a text on 0416-905052. Got a great prize for our best contributor. Dinner for two and a bottle of wine to the Mail Exchange Hotel.
The theme out of the text message machine is Farmer, Baldock, Bunton.
Oh, we need one.
Others. Oh, that have added to the mix, Chris Ho.
All right, we'll keep the text coming in. We'll take some more calls. It's the breakfast menu coming up next on RSN 927 Sports Heaven.